Under the current SOP 5010-7.1, lenders could essentially treat the credit elsewhere test as a check-the-box exercise. That will no longer be the case starting June 1, 2025, when the SOP 5010-8 becomes effective. The new SOP 5010-8 reverts to prior practices of mandating a narrative within the credit memorandum, demonstrating that the applicant is unable to obtain some or all the requested loan amount on reasonable terms from non-federal, non-state, or non-local government sources, including the lender without SBA assistance. If the applicant's cash flow and collateral, including the adequacy of any third-party guarantee, would cause the applicant's loan to meet commercial credit policy standards, then applicant is not eligible for an SBA loan. The credit narrative must explain that the lender has reviewed the availability of credit elsewhere, as it relates not only to the applicant, but also to any 20% or more owners, as well as their spouses and minor children. There is an exception that specifically allows owners to have reasonable funds set aside for possible future medical expenses, educational expenses, and retirement needs, as well as working capital for the small business applicant. What this means for lenders? No more boilerplate statements or check-the-box outlines in the credit memorandum. Lenders must provide a reasoned, fact-specific justification based on the specific applicant's financial condition, collateral, terms available, and more. Narrative support is required. Simply stating a business could not qualify for conventional financing will not suffice. Lenders should consider referencing internal lending guidelines, market standards, and borrower-specific risk factors applicable to the specific deal. Applies to all loans, regardless of size or type. All 7A loans must include a credit elsewhere analysis. This change underscores the SBA's commitment to preserving program integrity and ensuring its limited resources are directed to small businesses that truly need the assistance. As you prepare for this transition, be sure to update your internal credit policies and train your underwriting staff to incorporate a thoughtful credit elsewhere narrative into every loan file. Failure to properly document credit elsewhere in accordance with the SOP 5010-8 could create issues in an OCRM audit as well as be grounds for a full denial of the SBA guarantee. For assistance with SBA lending matters, contact the attorneys at Starfield & Smith, PC at 215-542-7070, or visit us at www.starfieldsmith.com.